You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. As we race towards the new year, many of us will be making resolutions as per tradition. And the Cooperative Extension Service has a number of programs right now that can help you do that. So Sarah Lewis, Associate Professor with the UAF Cooperative Extension Service, is here with us. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Shelley.
Sarah, do you believe in making resolutions?
I have a love-hate relationship with resolutions, as I think most of us do, but I do think that sometimes if you make a resolution and there is actually something you can sign up for right away, that it probably will help you reach your goal.
Well, funny you should mention that. You're about to have a very busy January, lots of great stuff coming up for your future prospective students. So let's get started. I first wanted to talk about the diabetes prevention program that you lead. It's called Health Matters. It's all year long. You've offered this program for a while now, isn't that right?
I have. This will actually be the fourth year that I'm offering it in partnership with Bartlett. It's actually Bartlett's program. And as an extension educator, I help lead it. I lead the program. It is all year, and that sounds very daunting, but it's 22 sessions. So it's weekly for about 8 weeks. And then for the following 4 months, it's bi-weekly. And then the final 6 months are actually monthly. So there's like, you know, there's it's a lifestyle change program. And so we track food, we track exercise and daily general activity. And the goal of it, because it is developed from a Centers for Disease Control program, it's an official diabetes prevention program. It's research-based program that really does help people with behavior change and both the skills and the knowledge to make lifestyle change that can be that has been proven to be beneficial.
What are some of the tracking tools you use for, I guess, food and exercise?
Right. I've actually learned, so Lose It is what we ask the folks in the program to use, because Lose It has a great coaches sort of aspect to it. So I can actually view people's, the food that they've been eating and make comments directly to them, sort of almost real time, not quite, but, you know, that's really, really helpful for the first 8 weeks, because we really do focus in on what are you eating now? And what are the good things to keep to continue with? And what are the things that maybe some changes would be helpful in terms of fat, overall calories, fiber, et cetera? And so being able to track that from my side as a coach is very helpful. And so Lose It is the program that we ask people to use.
What kind of goals do people set for themselves when they sign up for the program?
Oh, well, people will often set very ambitious goals for themselves. But one of the great things about this program is that it is proven to work even if your goals are not that ambitious. So we ask people to commit to trying to lose 5 to 7% of their current body weight. So we're not talking necessarily about, you know, getting down to your college weight or anything like that. It may just be 10 to 20 pounds, depending on where you're starting from. The thing that we ask of everybody as well is to be increasing to 150 minutes of activity. That's like exercise type activity, bringing your heart rate up, bringing your respiration up, 150 minutes a week. And so some people are already there, and just need to make other changes. But some people, you know, really do need to find whatever that activity or activities that might work for them. And so those are the two main things that we do in the program. But over the course of the 22 sessions, we, of course, dial into some pretty detailed specific aspects in the food category and the exercise category to really help with understanding why you might be getting in your own way sometimes, why other people might be, a barrier that you need to get past, or your schedule, whatever it might be. There's so many different things in our lives. And so 22 sessions allows us to really get into those pretty in depth, so you can really assess yourself and make changes.
I know that it's called Health Matters Diabetes Prevention Program. Would you welcome people who were joining that maybe weren't concerned about diabetes but wanted to make some of these changes, like weight loss and activity and things like that?
Yes, yes, certainly. So I believe in general, the priority, if you will, for letting people into the program. So people do apply, and there are limited spaces. So if you're interested, go ahead and apply soon. We're going to be doing it both in person and simultaneously online. So you'll have those choices. But the priority for getting folks in is, if you have a diagnosis of prediabetes, that's awesome, but that's, you know, that is a good reason for getting into the program. There's also in the application, there's actually a questionnaire that helps designate whether you, if you don't have a diagnosis of prediabetes, maybe you are at high risk for it. And so that's another way, but the prediabetes is part of what is kind of called a metabolic syndrome. And so there are lots of other potential, conditions that you might be starting to have, hypertension, heart disease, even Alzheimer's is being understood. Some cognitive things are being understood as part of these metabolic syndrome, which is all of these different potential chronic diseases that really all of them come back to lifestyle to some level at the very least. There's also sometimes hereditary issues, etc. But so although we do kind of focus on prediabetes, really folks get in the program because maybe they have heart disease, high risk for heart disease, et cetera.
I see. So I hadn't realized there's an application process, although that does make sense. So how many spots are available? How hard is it to get in?
Well, there's 16 spots available, eight in person and eight online. So in the application, it actually asks which one would you prefer? Or do you not care? And there is a little bit of the ability to move between those two, because of course we need to be flexible. It's always possible that we need to go entirely online for all we know. But our hope is to be able to do the two, both in person and online. And so that's how many, so 16 total, but with those limits also in those two different types.
And what kind of success have you seen with this program over the years you've been involved? Does the course meet its objectives, and are the participants happy with the outcomes?
So far, so good. Yeah. So it's actually, what's great is this is actually a Medicare approved program. And to do that, you actually need to be meeting benchmarks in terms of progress, keeping records of folks, for folks, and reporting those. So Cynthia Gordon at the hospital is actually a diabetes program coordinator. And so she actually needs to keep this program basically certified. And if we weren't having good results from our folks, we would have some trouble getting recertified. And the feedback from folks, and one of the things that, you know, just word of mouth is really a great thing in terms of pretty regularly in each class that I have led, there've been a few folks who've been referred from people who took it previously. Hmm. And that's usually a pretty good indicator that people felt good about it and they've been telling others, and also that people in the community have been seeing their friends who've been through a program like this and see that there's been some pretty good results. So that's pretty great. And Juno's terrific for getting word of mouth. You know, people see each other and things like that. There are other programs like this that may be online. And this one is good for folks if being in person or, you know, meeting with someone face-to-face, whether it is a Zoom face-to-face or whether it's, you know, in the classroom. But if you really need a check-in each week, you know, on a specific time of day, this is really a good program for folks for whom that would be helpful.
Well, we've just covered a lot of information about that Health Matters program. And for folks who want to know more or miss something or would like to find out if this is right for them, I understand there's an info session next week on Wednesday.
There is. On the 15th at 5:30, there's an info session. It'll be by Zoom. Basically, probably the easiest thing is people can call me at 523-3280 extension 1, and I will get the information out to them. That's probably the easiest. We do have flyers out there and things like that, but that's the easiest way to get started. Whether you're going to join the info session or whether you'd like to receive the application, you can go ahead and give me a call.
That sounds good. I understand the registration deadline is December 30th, and the program starts January 12th and goes all year long. There's a cost associated, but there are scholarships available. Is that right?
Correct. It's $350, but the Bartlett Foundation every year does very generous fee waivers or scholarships for folks who request them. And you can also, Medicare coverage is possible.
Wow, that's so nice. It just sounds like a terrific program, Sarah. Thanks for sharing all that information about it.
You bet.
But wait, there's more. The next program the next one on the list of things to talk about today aims to help those self-manage chronic disease. It's called Living Well Southeast Alaska. Before we get into it, why the emphasis on self-management? Is that safe for people with serious health conditions?
Oh, so there is research behind this, that being able to help people know when they are maybe in an emergency and when they're not, or helping them know how to talk with the medical providers more, using the right words, things like that. So this isn't necessarily like teaching you how to do the medication or anything like that. This is how to keep your spirits up, how to know how to access resources. There's, of course, a little bit about lifestyle things in terms of food and exercise and the research behind those. But a lot of it is actually helping people with some of the just sort of skill building, whether sort of mental skill building, how to get past certain barriers you might have to talking with medical professionals or seeking help or asking friends for help or whatever it might be. It's a six, this one, the Living Well Southeast Alaska, it's entirely online, and it's a six-week program starting on January 10th. And it will actually be co-led by my co-worker in Sitka, Jasmine Shaw. And so we will be co-leading it for six sessions. And so this one is about any kind of chronic disease that someone may be living with, something that you've already been diagnosed with, whether it may be a diabetes or heart disease or depression or anything that is ongoing. And then we're going to also in March have a second version, which is specific to those who have been diagnosed with diabetes. And so this one, Living Well Southeast, is broader. And then we're going to be doing what we're calling a diabetes supper club, because it's going to be in the evenings. So that one's specific to diabetes. And either one of these, again, if you want information about them, giving me a call is really the easiest way. 523-3280 extension 1. And Living Well and the Diabetes Supper Club, those are both $50. But again, we have fee waivers that are available if you just ask for them. And both of those are online, 6 weeks long.
Excellent. All right. So we've got Living Well Southeast Alaska and the Diabetes Southeast Supper Club. Both sort of emphasize self-management. And Diabetes Supper Club is, of course, focused more on diabetes. So if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Sarah Lewis, Associate Professor with the UAF Cooperative Extension Service, and she's ramping up for a big course load this winter. Sarah, out of the three, well, we talk a lot about the different courses that you teach. How much of it is your own? How much input do you have on the curricula?
You know what? So Health Matters, well, all three of them have very specific curricula because they are research-based. The Health Matters one, I do get to, if you will, riff a little bit more. I get to include my personality a little more. Because it is longer, we can get into some pretty in-depth discussions as a group and things like that. The other two, because they are the Living Well Southeast and the Southeast Supper Club, those are a bit more, if you will, rigid in their curricula. So we really do, there's specific things that we need to cover, but it's if you've ever taken any kind of class from me, you know that I do kind of infuse my personality in it. And Jasmine is also a really dynamic instructor also. So we do try to keep it pretty upbeat. And even though there is relatively heavy duty curriculum that we're looking at, we do want to keep it really positive and really working, you know, moving forward, and lots of fun for folks.
That's great. And finally, there's Preserving Alaska's Bounty, an online food preservation course that starts in January. But I'm curious as to what is around to preserve this time of year.
Oh, this is getting people ready for for the harvest seasons, because usually people can't take these classes when they're actively harvesting their berries and their fish and their venison. So this is to get everybody ready for it. So yes, so this is on sort of one of my other topics that I do a lot of classes on, is preserving food at home. And this is an online class that I developed when the pandemic hit and we needed to go online. And I actually have decided to keep doing it at least once a year, because there are folks who really do enjoy this format, because it is different from the in-person. And so this one is going to be a 5-session, it's a hybrid course in that it's online. So there's like all of the resources and everything are online on Canvas. But then once a week, we will have a live Zoom where I will do, we'll demonstrate stuff and we can talk about projects. But then people will do the food preservation projects on their own time over the course of the week in between the Zoom sessions. And we'll be covering everything from water bath canning and pressure canning, pickling, fermenting, dehydration, smoking fish, culturing sourdough and yogurt, making sausage. And so you can do that all in the comfort of your own kitchen while watching me, you know, perform online.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds like a really great course. All those things that you mentioned are, you know, all things that it's good to know, right? Because it's all things that you can get year round, but you might have some of the stuff in the freezer at the moment. You could thaw out some raw meat and process it as part of the course. So anyway,
absolutely.
I'm just like thinking of all these different ideas for delicious local foods.
Exactly.
Well, Sarah Lewis, thanks so much for giving us this rundown of information about all the excellent courses you're leading this winter. Is there anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
No, just happy holidays to all, and you know, start in on making your New Year's resolutions, and whether it's a gift you want to give to yourself when it comes to lifestyle and making changes for your good health, or if you want to give a gift to someone else to help them preserve their bounty for the upcoming year, give me a call at 523-3280 extension 1 and we'll get you started.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Sarah. It's good to talk with you.
Thank you, Shelley. You too.
Take care.